Brown. Leading the way was Derek Brown, 13 carries for 172 yards altogether, and he had one score, the first play of the second half for 65 yards. Jonathan Brandle, 11 carries for 133 yards and four touchdowns. Nathan Keller, 7 carries for 109 yards and two touchdowns. And then we have Gregory Keller, 3 carries for 41 yards. Matt Mychek, 2 carries for 37. Tyler Ostentoski, 3 for 10 yards. Cavalier Estmaker, 2 carries, 4 yards. Connor Masadas, 1 carry for 2 yards. And Casey Sweeney, 1 for negative 2, the kneel at the very end. Talk about a huge offensive night for the LV Bearcats, but quite frankly, business as usual.
Oh, absolutely. You know they're going to run the football. You know they play good defense. They did both exceptionally well today. They ran the ball on every play. All 43 times they had the football, they ran it. And on the evening, Clark, even with the kneels and obviously the younger kids getting a chance to play, they averaged just shy of 12 yards per play. And again, all of them are rushing plays. They never attempted a pass tonight. Kudos to them. They scored a touchdown on every drive except for the last one when they took a knee to run out the clock, and they scored every two-point conversion when the time came except the last one when they decided to try an extra point just for the heck of it.
For the LV defense, they had 27 tackles, one tackle for a loss, two sacks, one tip pass, two interceptions, and seven penalties for 70 yards on defense. Leading the tackling, Skylar Lasoski, Darren Soule, and Adam Grifka, each with four. Anthony Sweeney had the tackle for a loss. The sacks went to Eric Wischlager and Adam Grifka. Tip pass to Jonathan Brandle. Interceptions to Anthony Sweeney and Dominic Rosenthal. And then the penalties, a majority of those were in the first half. For the Harbor Beach Pirates on offense, they had 238 total yards on the night. 204 of those were in the first half. 19 plays rushing the ball for 66 yards, 28 passing plays for 172 yards, for 47 plays of offense for 238 yards. Leading the rushing was Brady Kirsch, 12 carries for 37 yards. James Schelke, 4 carries for 25 yards. And Daniel Anfier, 3 carries for 4 yards in the lone rushing touchdown for the Pirates. Most of the damage was done through the air for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Brady Kirsch, 14 for 28, completing 50% of his passes, and intercepted twice for a total of 172 yards and one score. James Schelke, his main receiver, 5 receptions for 83 yards and a touchdown. Brendan Shedd, though, 6 receptions for 63 yards, continues to give another option for Brady Kirsch in this offense. Robert Emming, 2 receptions for 19 yards. Daniel Lanfear, 1 reception for 7 yards. Not much offense for Harbor Beach, especially in that second half, as they were just completely shut down by that ugly front line.
And James Schelke actually didn't have a reception in the second half. He had 5 in the first half. He had none in the second. That's a big reason why they didn't even have a first down in the second half. Brady Kirsch, had very few completions in the second half. It was definitely a struggle as ugly defense made the correct adjustments. And it comes back to some drop passes, too, can really hurt Harbor Beach in this case. But in the trenches, they are big, but they are not very quick, and they are getting beat off the line of scrimmage. And defenses are taking advantage of that. Ubley did all evening long. And on the defensive side of the football for Harbor Beach, they were beat to the punch each and every time. And Ubley dominated. And it doesn't seem to matter what size or how fast their kids are. They are solid. They know where to be at the right time. And they don't make many mistakes.
No, they don't. And we look at it. Harbor Beach did not have a single tackle for a loss, did not have a sack, did not have a tip pass, did not have an interception.
I think the shortest gain on the ground was 4 yards. I think for Harbor Beach in the first, or for Ubley in the first half, was their worst run. It was a track meet for the Bearcats tonight.
For tackling for Harbor Beach, there was a 4-way tie for first place. James Schelke, Brady Kirsch, Danny Lanfear, and Cole Anderson each had 4. Justin Wischlager and Zach Schweitzer with 3 tackles apiece, and then with 2, Brendan Kasiba, Grant Hansen, Jacob Wan, each with 2, and then 1 for Brendan Shedd, Robert Emming, Owen Woody, Cody Paxton, Jacob Deere, Cody Boynton, and Brett Dahlke. So, final thoughts from tonight, Dave.
Well, we'll be back here again next week in
yes,
Harbor
indeed.
Beach, and not to tip my hand, but I believe they play USA, if I'm not mistaken. So I expect a similar game what we've seen today. I expect if Harbor Beach cannot improve on the defensive side, it could be another track meet. Kudos to LB Bearcats. Congratulations on your GTE crown, and look for them to make a little run in the playoffs. They are very solid, and they run the ball well, and they play tough defense, and that'll win you a lot of football games.
Tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and M25 in Sebring, Diaz Services for all of your agricultural needs, Kydeck Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, more Motor Sales of Carroll, B&D Heating and Cooling of Bad Axe, a healthy Michigan, North Star Bank, Randy's Hunting Center, Lori Messing CPA, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Migalski Funeral Homes of Ubley and Minden City, and D&M Cabinet. On behalf of our entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, we hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. Our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, coming from Livonia for every game. We appreciate it. Our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jackie Backus. Thank you for listening tonight. Final score, Ubley moves on to 8-0 on the season, taking out Harbor Beach 54-12 in quite the fashion on the WLAW Sports Network. We will see you Sunday for the Strong Side, and next week from Harbor Beach, the USA Patriots are in town. On your home for high school football, the WLAW Sports Network.